Let's go first to the arrival back in Ireland of former Defence Forces member Lisa Smith, 4 years after she travelled to Syria to join the so-called Islamic State. Ms Smith was arrested on her arrival on suspicion of terrorist offences and is now being questioned by Gardaí. We're joined first by our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey, who's in Dundalk. Sinead, how has news of Lisa Smith's return been greeted in her native Dundalk?
Well, David, for some months now, people here in Dundalk have been reluctant to speak about it and even more reluctant when approached by a journalist. Like most towns in Ireland, Lisa Smith's family are very well known here. They come from an area called Morheven Amore, which is a large housing estate here in the town. But I have been speaking to one woman who knew Lisa Smith growing up. She knew her to see and to say hello to. But the pair became closer when Lisa Smith began her conversion to Islam in 2011. She said that Lisa came to the mosque here in Dundalk to ask questions about her conversion. She was still in the army at that stage. She said she was living like anyone else would, and she had tried a few religions before, but it always seemed to come back to Islam because she had friends who were Muslim. Now, Carol Duffy said that they initially got on well. They enjoyed each other's company. She said she liked her. She was a nice girl. But she said sometimes when people come to religion, it can bring out the best in them. But she said in Lisa's case, it was her belief that it brought out the worst. She said that they're no longer friends. They had differences. They weren't speaking before her departure to Syria. And she said that Lisa had become difficult to get on with. She'd become argumentative and arrogant, and that the pair had stopped talking. And she said the next that she heard was Lisa Smith was in Syria. There is around 600 Muslims living here in Dundalk. Carl Duffy is well known. She's a member of that community. And she said that there's been meetings here in Dundalk amongst the women about the possible return of Lisa Smith to the mosque.
Legally, it's a place of, if she comes into worship, we can't stop her. Same as the church. We can't stop someone going into the church to pray. We can't stop her. And but if when it comes to our classes that we have, any of our activities, she will not be welcome in any of those. I mean, I'm speaking from having a meeting with the ladies. She's not welcome. Like, some of these women that are in our community come from war-torn countries. They come from countries where, you know, they have Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab. They came here to get away from that. These people have, some of them have come, like the way you see migrants coming now. They have come into this country, they have tried so hard to integrate, they all have jobs, their children are in Irish schools. They want to live here and they want peace for once in their life.
And that was Carol Duffy speaking to our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey. I'm also joined by our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell, who is on the same flight from Turkey to Dublin Airport this morning. He joins us now. Dimitri, can you take us through today's developments?
Well, David, if for many reasons it was almost like a routine flight from Turkey to Dublin, except, of course, that Lisa Smith was on board and many of the passengers on board were not aware of that for most of the flight. And that's because Lisa Smith kept a very low profile throughout the duration of the flight. In fact, she did not leave her seat once. She sat at the back row of the plane, or that's where she was put, and she was accompanied by four unidentified officials, two males and two females. And for most of the flight, she was like any regular parent, David, trying to keep her young daughter entertained, trying to keep her occupied for that long flight. And if you would have just imagined it was any other parent on board the flight, and that's why she largely went unnoticed, and that's why it was a sort of a low-key flight. Now, midway through the flight, I did approach Lisa Smith for comment to give her the opportunity to say something prior to her arrival back in Ireland, if she wanted to make any comment about how she was feeling, and she declined to comment. Later on, I was not allowed to take photos of her. I attempted to take some photos and these unidentified officials said or tried to stop that. But for the most part, it was a very uneventful flight. At the end of the flight, David, about 5 minutes before we arrived in Dublin Airport, just after 10:15, Lisa Smith just positioned herself at the window. She had her daughter with her on her lap. She was covered with that pink blanket that you saw her being taken off the plane with. She stayed at the window, covered with that blanket. And then at some stage she was taken, the minute we arrived, you know, at Dublin Airport, taken out of the seat, and at the back, she was kept at the back of the aircraft until the steps arrived and those Gardaí came from the special branch and the detectives, and then she was taken off the aircraft and away to Kevin Street Station.
And Dimitri, tell us a bit about Lisa Smith's background, how she ended up in Syria, the journey that brought her to today's flight.
Well, I think that is, according to herself, it's quite straightforward. Gardaí will be trying to find out exactly what went on. But she travelled to Syria in 2015 to join the so-called Islamic State. Now, she's denied being a member of the IS, and she's been quite clear on that, because she says she converted to Islam in 2011 because she did so for life or religious reasons and in search of a better quality of life. And she did, however, go to Syria. At that time, IS was encroaching into huge swathes of Iraq and Syria, and she joined at the peak of the Islamic State, when it was at its most powerful. Now, she says, deny that she ever did any wrongdoing. She's claimed never to have taken part in any fighting. She says she's never owned or carried a gun or passed on any military expertise, because there was a picture of her with a weapon, and there was some claims also that Lisa Smith had encouraged training or had participated in training young girls as young as 9 or up to 12 years of age. And she was asked about that in a previous interview earlier this summer. And she said that was absolute nonsense, that had never happened. And she said, bring those girls to me. Who are they? I want to speak to those girls. And she denied any of that ever taking place. There are, David, a lot of questions, however, about what Lisa Smith got up to in Syria. And that's why she is being questioned today. She has acknowledged the brutality of IS in the past. When she was asked in a previous BBC interview whether she condemned the actions of the fighters, because let's not forget the Islamic State were notorious for carrying out kidnappings, beheadings, they were raping and murdering Yazidi women and girls, and this was all taking place in Syria and Iraq at the time Lisa Smith was there. Lisa Smith at the time said she could not condemn the actions because she had not seen what was unfolding, and that was her line all the way through.
Okay, Dimitri O'Donnell at Dublin Airport, thank you for that. And our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is outside Kevin Street Garda Station. Paul, as Dimitri said, lots of questions there. How are the Gardaí going to find answers to those questions?
Yeah, she's been here now, Lisa Smith has been here for the past 2 hours, David. She arrived just before 11 o'clock this morning. The Gardaí have been investigating her before the time that she went to Islamic State. They've actually been investigating her since her activities since 2012. Counter-Terrorism International, which is the section of the Special Detective Unit at Garda headquarters, is leading this investigation. Now, it's an offence under the Criminal Justice Terrorist Offences Act of 2005 to engage in any terrorist activities in or outside the state, and that's the legislation which allows Gardaí to carry out its criminal investigation, and that's what this is. This is a criminal investigation. Lisa Smith is one of two Irish citizens who travelled abroad to conflict zones who are currently under criminal investigation. The other is Alexander Begmershiv, who is still, we understand, detained in Syria. Now, in relation to this Garda investigation, detectives are examining and have been examining Lisa Smith's activities, her movements in and out of the country, her contacts, the people she met not only with in person but also online. They have carried out inquiries abroad. We spoke about 6 weeks ago to the officer in charge of the Garda Security and Intelligence Section, Assistant Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan, and he told us at that time that the Gardaí had gathered information and intelligence from Africa. Of course, we know Lisa Smith was in Tunisia for some time. From the Middle East, of course, we know she was in Syria. They've also gathered information and intelligence from Europe and from here in Ireland. And they have been working with a number of intelligence agencies in the UK and particularly the US intelligence agencies who are based in the Middle East as well. They're also working with the prosecution services here because they are working on how to put that intelligence and the information they have received into evidence, and at this stage they have they're in the process of putting together a comprehensive file for the Director of Public Prosecutions. Now, if you like, today's developments are really the last section or the last requirements for that file, because all the information, all the evidence that the Gardaí have gathered in relation to Lisa Smith over the past 7 years is now being put to her for her responses while she's being detained in Kevin Street Garda Station. The file will be sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and then it will be up to the Director to decide whether or not Lisa Smith is to face criminal charges or not.
How long can she be detained for, Paul?
She's been detained under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act, which is essentially the anti-terrorist legislation. Initially, she is detained by the arresting officer. We know she was arrested this morning for 24 hours. If the Gardaí require further time to question her, she will be she can be detained for a further 24 hours on the authorisation of a chief superintendent. And then after that initial 48 hours, if the Gardaí still feel they need more time to question her, they must bring her before a court and convince a judge to give them the final 24 hours detention period necessary to question her. So she can be detained here in Kevin Street for a maximum of 3 days.
Okay, Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that information.